Well, hey, everyone. This is Tony Snipes with ArtLessonsFromGod.com, and I wanted to do an audio podcast of the information that I wanted to share with you today, because mostly what I wanted to make sure is that this information does not get ignored. I really wanted to make sure that it was something that you were not only able to take heed to listen to, but I know that with the hustle and bustle of everyday life, with all the interruptions that everybody has today, all the distractions that everyone has today, I know it's that much harder to really tap into some information. And I've also found out that when I do some audio information, when I do an audio podcast, it makes it that much more convenient for my audience members to take that information along with you. So I wanted to make sure that I recorded this, because mostly because I think it is critical information. I really think it is something that will change your life if you want your life to be changed as an artist or creative. So today we're going to talk about the three basic survival needs for today's artists and creatives. The three basic survival needs for today's artists and creatives. And the reason why I decided to do this podcast, it actually was driven by a post that I did on Facebook not too long ago. Some of you have seen this post. I posted just a statement that said, if your mom and dad are your biggest art fans, then it's time for you to have a marketing strategy. If mom and dad are still your biggest art fans, which all of us know, mom and dad are really going to be, quote unquote, our biggest art fans. But honestly, if you're going to be in the business of your talent, your gift, your creativity, whatever it is, mom and dad, they're always going to be there. But you've got to really tap into and find who your true paying fans are if you want to take the business to the next level. And most people miss that. Most artists and creatives miss that because they don't step out with some of the basic marketing strategies. Some folks get scared when they hear that term marketing strategy. And that's why I really wanted to boil it down to, again, the three basic survival needs. There's three key things. There's several other things that add to this, but there are three key things that if you don't have these going on for you already in place, then you are already fighting an uphill battle. So let's go in and get started and jump into it. Now, I want you to kind of picture how you can go about just having a mental image of where these three survival needs come from, or how you can just have a visual so it can help you remember this. Think about your basic business card. Many of you already have this. If you have been doing anything on the creative side professionally to a certain degree, you have a business card, and you think about what typically would go on that business card. So have that in mind, because those three key basic things could reside on the business card itself. I just want to remind everyone before we get into the meat of today's podcast that I will be teaching a workshop. It is the Gathering of Artisans, September 27th through the 30th, 2012, in Black Mountain, North Carolina. And I will be teaching a workshop called Your Creative Calling, Career, and Job. What's the Difference? It's going to be a hands-on workshop where you will learn how to uncover what you were born to do with your creativity and what that looks like in your day-to-day life. You'll participate in two practical hands-on exercises, and they'll reveal what your true creative calling is and what overlooked creative potential is right under your nose. So again, that is going to be at the Gathering of Artisans 2012, and it's on September the 27th through the 30th in Black Mountain, North Carolina. And I want you to go to, if you go to Facebook/ArtLessonsFromGod, you'll see all the details there. And so now, getting back to our three basic survival needs for artists. The first one of those survival needs are you must have a website. Now, many of you have heard me say this over and over again, and the reason why it hasn't changed is because it is still one of the most critical and basic needs in today's age. Several years ago, you could have had a website as an option. But most of you are on the web every day, so you obviously understand the value of having a website. But here's the thing that I want to make sure that people do keep in mind. There's many of you artists that are underneath the sound of my voice right now that you think, well, I got a Facebook page. You still need a website as well as a Facebook page. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But first, let's ask why. Why do you need a website? Well, mainly, first of all, you need it for contact. It's your key way, your main and most important way to connect with people. Again, think about that business card. When you put out that business card and you let folks know who you are and you pass on that information, most of those folks who are really interested in connecting and following up with you, the first thing that they're going to do is go to your website. First thing that they'll do is to see if you have a website. If you do not have a website, you have already eliminated a huge amount of prospective customers, because most folks today are familiar with if a company is reputable, or if any type of business or business person is reputable and someone that you at least want to consider doing business with. A key indicator of that is having a website, not just a Facebook page by itself, but having a website. If you don't have that website, if you forego it, then you have automatically told a good portion of prospective customers that they need to go to the next guy that has a website. The second reason why it is important is because it is a place where you have your initial portfolio, and people can immediately take a look at what your work looks like, where it is. And again, sometimes the reason why they ask for a card is so that they can see your work. And the great thing about what's going on in today, there's many free resources. Now, you can eventually go to something that's paid, but there's no excuse in today's age not to have a website, especially because there's so many free ones that are out there. So later on at the end of this podcast, we'll talk about where you can get that information and where you can get those websites, and especially the free ones, and to make sure there's something quality. Because you guys know that I don't try to direct you to any place that's got a free website. There's some that are great, and there's some that you really would be better off doing without. But you got to have a website. And again, one main reason is for contact. It is your place that you have your portfolio. Facebook is not enough. And here's a couple reasons why. Not everybody, believe it or not, not everybody has Facebook. And so trusting Facebook alone, again, is just another way to immediately eliminate a lot of prospects. Also, when you don't have a website and you only rely on your Facebook presence, then you're missing out on a lot of search engine activity. Yeah, some folks are going to stumble across you here and there and with a search engine if you do have a Facebook presence, but that's not going to be as powerful as having a website. And there's some website solutions out there that are actually geared towards making sure that you come up in the search engines that much more. And you and I know, I mean, think about yourself. One of the first places that you may start when you're looking for something is the search engine. Facebook is not going to be the best way alone to get you in front of that audience. And then the last thing, think about this. What if Facebook left? They decided to leave for whatever reason, or especially what if the folks at Facebook, because they're exploring how they can make money, suppose they decided to charge us for our Facebook pages. They can do it because it's we're there for free now. If they decided to change their business model and you're only relying on a Facebook presence by itself for your business model, then you're automatically in a jam. The second basic survival need or basic survival tool that you need to have if you're an artist or a creative, and if you're going to try to make it at all, is, and we just have been talking about this, is to be using social media. This is, again, where something especially like Facebook, you guys know I'm a big Facebook fan. Most of you know me from Facebook. This is where Facebook fits in. It's an extension of your existing website, and it is a very important, very critical extension of your website. Now, I don't want to limit it to Facebook alone. So I talk a lot about Facebook because that's where a huge audience is. I'd say probably about half of the folks that you're trying to reach are already on Facebook, and it's a great way to have a viral audience. presence, because they do say that the average user has about 140 friends on Facebook. I've also heard in some marketing research that one like on Facebook equates or touches about 34 additional friends. So Facebook and just social media as a whole, not just saying Facebook by itself, but it is today's way to not only have word of mouth advertising, but to navigate and control that word of mouth advertising where it can help result in to getting you customers and paying customers. So social media is a critical tool to have in addition to your website. It's where your buyers are. It's the way to control word of mouth. And the biggest thing about it is it has all that marketing power and it is absolutely free. Yes, there are some things that you can do, like Facebook ads and other things that you can do to accent that, but you don't have to be limited to that, because there's a lot of things that I'm doing all the time, and many of you see that, and it does get the attention that I need for the folks that are most likely to be my customers, and again, it's absolutely free. So just to recap so far, number one is to make sure that you have a website. Your website is headquarters. It's home base. And then make sure, number two, that you are using social media. It is the most powerful way to reach the most amount of people for little to no dollars. And the third and last critical item that you need to have as a basic survival tool, being an artist or creative, is... and this is going to sound so basic and so simple. Here it is. You must have an email list. You must have an email list. Now, why is this important? Well, first of all, you may have seen, and you may even be a part of an email list, but folks that subscribe to be on someone's email list, they typically are the ones that are the most reliable and in many cases repeat customers. Think about it. It's called permission-based marketing. Everyone that subscribes to an email database has asked that or has invited that business person. In your case, they've invited the artist or designer or whatever creative field you represent. You have been invited into their inner circle. They have given you permission to market to them via email. Not everyone is going to do that, but those that that want to be your customers are the ones that will give you that information. So again, they are the group that is most likely to connect with you, most likely to buy from you, and most likely to tell others about you. Now, here's another reason why the website, that first tip that I gave you, is so critical, is because that is the main place where you launch, store, and promote the email database. And there's free resources out there now that not only do you launch a free website that looks great, that works very well, but it many of them automatically come with tools that allow you to start generating that email database, that subscriber list, that list of folks that have raised their hand that says, yes, I don't mind if you continue to market to me, just as long as you don't, you know, spam me and just as long as you don't abuse it. But they don't mind if you market to them. So it's very critical to have that third part, that email list. Because, again, this is where you get your most reliable repeat customers. And it is intimate. They give you access to them. So you can continue to market to them. You can ask them questions. You can connect with those folks. And they eventually become your advocates. They tell others about you and continues to build that list. Plus, look at it this way, too. Again, if Facebook goes away, even if your website goes down or you need to change your website, the most critical and valuable thing that you should always hold on to and will always have is your email list. So that's all of the three tips. I just wanted to share those initial things with you today. The basic needs for survival as an artist or creative, these three key things, if you don't have them, then you're already fighting an uphill battle. The first is the website. You got to have that as headquarters. It is the way that you are going to make yourself look professional. You have that portfolio. You have immediate contact. And again, Facebook alone is not a substitute for having the website. And so the second tip is having or using social media, using Facebook, using Pinterest, using Twitter, whatever it is that is the tool that your audience most likely is to use. You want to use that because it is free exposure. It's a free opportunity to prospect. It's even a cool way if you are thinking about different ideas that you may want to try out. You use social media to get feedback from your audience to see what they really like. And the last thing, and this is sometimes the thing that gets overlooked, but having that email list, no matter how fancy we've gotten with websites that we can start we can launch within a day. No matter how fancy we've gotten with all these new tools like Facebook, Pinterest, and all these other things, the old-fashioned email list is still by far the most powerful tool because it has those folks that are closest to you. They really like you. They like what you do, and they are most likely to buy and buy from you again and tell others. So, folks, I want to thank you for just tuning in on today. Stay tuned because if you go to if you would email me back, if you email Tony at artlessonsfromgod.com or from seeing this on the blog, artlessonsfromgod.com, you'll see the post. You can post a comment on this. But if you are interested in resources on where you can get the free website, where you can some best practices for social media and the things that we told you about email, especially where you can get the free website that works and allows you to tap into these tools. Shoot me an email back at tony@artlessonsfromgod.com, and I will go ahead and send you a list and some links of where you can get started so you can start employing these tools and take your art and creative business to the next level. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next time.